It's a boat that can go out and stay out a couple of days and trawl fish or shrimp or whatever they do and come back in. Where a skiff goes out every day and comes back every day.
The skiff is small?
It's smaller.
What shape does it have?
Can either be a V-bottom or flat bottom. Or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it pointed or
pointed,
square?
Usually pointed. Sometimes square in front. Mostly, some flat bottoms will, that you know, they square. Like a, you know, smaller flat bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But they have pointed flat bottoms, too.
Are there different kinds of skiffs?
Different sizes, different makes, different shapes.
What's this look?
Lafitte skiff?
Uh-huh.
A typical skiff. It's a boat that you usually go trawling in.
I mean, how's it special as a kind of skiff? What?
How's it special? You know about Lafitte skiffs. Oh,
yeah? It's called shallow water.
It's for shallow water?
Yeah.
So it's flat on the bottom then? What about something that just one person could, one or two people could get in?
A small boat?
That's
Like an outboard, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Outboard.
What about the
P-Rogue? A P-Rogue?
Uh-huh.
It's a small boat, right? That's like what we've got in the truck.
That's a P-Rogue. Around here.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear of a boat called a bathtub?
Yeah. It's larger than a P-Rogue. It's like a flat boat, but small.
Uh-huh. And they call that a...
A bathtub.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him...
Get dressed.
Or tell him, here...
Here's your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would tell him, you don't need to be scared, I...
Won't hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever say, I ain't gonna hurt you?
Probably.
Do you use that word, ain't?
I use ain't a lot.
How would you use that?
I don't know. Let's see. It all depends.
And when you're talking,
it just comes out, or right or wrong, it just comes out sometimes.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it...
Probably wasn't.
It, what? You say it wasn't me, or wasn't
probably
I?
Probably wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
A color reference, to match.
Okay. And if you went into a store and they had made a new kind of cheese and they wanted you to try it, they'd
I wouldn't.
Well, they'd offer you a free...
A sample.
Uh-huh. And something that you could wear over your dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
A pen.
You pronounce those words different?
Pen for like an ink pen,
uh-huh.
And a pin, P-I-N.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of metal that maybe a can is made out of?
A tin can.
Uh-huh. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Uh-huh. You pronounce those?
Yeah, different.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Clothes.
Or. You would be all dressed up.
Oh, his dress clothes.
Uh-huh. If you just bought it would be a brand...
Suit?
Uh-huh.
A brand new suit, you mean?
And do you remember when they had the three-piece suit?
A jacket, a vest, and a pants.
Mm-hmm.
Or for a woman, a jacket, a skirt, and a pants.
Uh-huh. And if it was cold outside before you went out, you'd put on your...
Sweater or a coat.
Mm-hmm. Is a coat and a jacket the same thing?
Well, usually a coat's heavier and a jacket's just a lot.